Sri Lankan jets bombed Tamil Tiger rebel positions yesterday, one day after a raid in the northwest of the island, which the United Nations and rebels said killed 14 civilians. The military said the latest strikes were aimed at heavy weapons of the Tigers in the east of the country, the scene of intense fighting for the past few weeks.
Meanwhile, the UN is urging both the government and rebels to stop fighting and protect civilian lives. The UN statement came after 14 people were killed in airstrikes by government forces. Six children were among those killed in Tuesday's raid in Manar district in the northwest of the island. Executive Director of the National Peace Council of Sri Lanka, Yehan Pereira, says this attack is a signal the violence is spreading.
The attack in Manar is a sign that the conflict is not simply limited to the east of the country, as we had been hoping it would be, but is also now spreading to the north. North and east being the contested part of the country, which the LTTE is claiming as a separate Tamil homeland. It is very distressing that the fighting now is spread to the north, because this means that there is no hope of a quick end to the conflict. Because if it had been limited to the east, then because the government has more or less obtained control over large parts of the east, we could have hoped that the fighting would cease in the east, and then maybe the two sides would go back to the negotiating table. But if the government is extending its operations to the north, then we are looking forward to a long period of escalated fighting.